I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do.
Steve Gruber Show, Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Tuesday all across the great state of Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us. We are joined on the phone lines right now by State Representative Andrew Fink from the 58th District of Michigan, Branch and Hillsdale Counties. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Scott. Good morning.
Good morning. We've been talking a lot, as you might anticipate, about elections and election law, whether it be Georgia or H.R. 1 nationally. I know there's a number of bills under consideration here in Michigan. There is one specifically that you're a lead sponsor on, which would change the way that deaths are reported involving county clerks and local clerks. And it certainly seems like a good idea to streamline the process.
Yeah, Scott, I think that's right. The bill that I have introduced, and I think we actually may find some ways to make it stronger here, but the bill that I have introduced currently would just be as simple as when the county clerk receives a death record and compiles a list of voters who have passed away, rather than only forwarding that list to the local clerk, the township or city clerk, the county clerk could strike the voters from the qualified voter file at that time, and just let the county or the township or city clerk know that that's what the county had done. Obviously, the local clerk still needs to know that someone has been taken off the voter rolls because they're the ones who run the actual election. But removing a step from the process and making sure that deceased voters are removed promptly is important. And what we've gotten some feedback in hearing testimony on this from local clerks and county clerks who are supportive of the idea that we have. And in fact, we'd probably like to make it a little bit more routinized so that there's a schedule on which all of these things have to happen, because everyone understands how important it is to keep the voter rolls clean.
State Rep. Andrew Fink with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Let them play the effort to allow Michigan high school students to take part in athletic events that was successful. Things were opened up. New rules, new guidance as of last Friday, saying that students need to be tested for coronavirus before all practices and competitions. How's that going?
Well, people are upset about this, Scott. I mean, you have children who are healthy from healthy families being required to go through a really onerous testing regime without any symptoms or indications that they might be sick, and even if they've been vaccinated. I mean, right now there's no exception for someone who's been vaccinated. There's no exception even to say wearing face masks if someone is within 3 months of having had a confirmed case of COVID-19. So it's a really inflexible system, which is discouraging people. I mean, it's emotionally discouraging parents, I think, who feel like they've been trying to flex with new and updated requirements. And even without the requirements, I mean, everyone is concerned about keeping their children safe in sports. As I've been saying, you know, there's a reason that parents make sure their kids' protective gear is on correctly before they go out and play a sport, that they've got a water bottle with them, that they're taking breaks, all of that kind of stuff. People understand that sports and safety really go together. But taking this out of the hands of parents and coaches and schools, another one-size-fits-all policy across our entire state, people are very upset about it, and I understand why.
Now that's health department policy, right? Health and Human Services policy that would require that testing essentially on a daily basis before practices and competitions. So it could be changed with a simple stroke of the pen, yes?
Absolutely. In fact, it's, they don't even call it a policy. I suppose that's what it is, but they refer to it as interim guidance. And there is a lawsuit being brought by some parents on the basis of these requirements appearing to have the force of the government behind them, but the action not complying with the Administrative Procedures Act. In other words, typically if a department is going to put new regulations out there, they've got to go through certain steps, receive notice and comment, all that kind of stuff. That did not happen in this case, and that's one of the things I think that has parents upset, is they certainly don't feel, I mean, the administration obviously is going to make some calls that don't make everyone happy. But when the Constitution says you've got a right to petition the government for the redress of grievances, what we're saying there is people need to be heard by their government. And I don't think parents think that they were heard in this case.
State Rep. Andrew Fink with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. House Republicans, about a month back, a little more than a month back, unveiled a health care plan, a series of bills to cut costs, to boost access to health care across the state of Michigan. How is that package moving forward in Michigan? What should people know about what's included?
Yeah, well, it's been voted out of the House, and it's a 15-bill package. And I want to say up front, I did not vote for all 15 bills. But overall, I think the best way to describe – I voted for most of them. And the best way to describe this package is that it's trying to take pressure off of patients in the healthcare economy. You know, the healthcare economy is extremely complicated. It's made that way by government regulation. And I voted for the bills here that I think will make it less that way, make it more like a regular market, give people a better chance to understand what they're paying for, how much they're paying for it. And so the bill includes a lot of different, the package includes a lot of different bills with that overall goal in mind. I mean, a good example here is there's a bill we refer to as Right to Shop, where if you wanted to go out of network for a prescription, typically a health plan won't want that to count against your out-of-pocket cap on your health plan. Well, if the drug is cheaper out of network, then it could save everyone money for you to go and get that drug out of network. And so this bill would require the difference between the in-network price and out-of-network price to go against your out-of-pocket cap. So, again, it could wind up saving both the plan and the patient money, but right now it can be prohibited. You know, a similar one is insurance companies and pharmacy benefit managers can currently prohibit a pharmacist from telling you if you're buying a drug for which there's a cheaper generic available. So they could be watching you spend $100 on something you might only need to spend $10 on and not be allowed to tell you. This bill would fix that. So as I say, I think what it mostly does is provide some transparency there.
And I know one of the provisions, one of the bills would expand telehealth as well. So out-of-state medical providers could offer telehealth services in Michigan. Also, you know, it affects me. People who have contact lens prescriptions could renew those prescriptions online. That portion is moving forward as well.
No, that's right, Scott. Both of those bills also passed the House, and those are pieces I would just call deregulation. I mean, I don't, you know, people the telehealth one. If you've got a licensed doctor in another state, he or she can provide telehealth in Michigan. And the only objection I've heard of that is, well, we don't, you know, if they're not licensed in Michigan, we don't know that they're a good doctor. I don't think any American goes to another state and all of a sudden starts to worry that the doctors there are going to kill them instead of help them. So if you're licensed in another state in America, I think almost every Michiganian is comfortable receiving health care from you. And if they're not, no one has to. This just makes it possible. And similar with the contact lens renewals, if you've been to an optometrist recently and your prescription hasn't changed, you can get contact lens renewal through this bill that you can't currently get. So that's another deregulation piece that I think is really just common sense and needs to happen.
State Rep. Andrew Fink, member of the Michigan House of Representatives, District 58 down here in the south of Michigan, Branch and Hillsdale counties. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you, Scott. See you later.
Appreciate it. That is State Rep. Andrew Fink. From Jen Psaki yesterday in the White House press briefing, defending the president's lies. It's next. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
If I told you you could save hundreds of dollars on utilities every month and thousands every year, would you listen? A Well Connect, which uses your well water to heat and cool your home, can literally save you a pile of cash. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect will change your mind. Well Connect is a hybrid geothermal system that can reduce your heating bills to $600 a year and air conditioning for $50 a year. No, I'm not kidding. Well Connect will pay for itself and keep you comfortable the whole year. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect installed. Call SGI today at 810-820-4604. Again, 810-820-4604. You'll be so glad you did.
Feitner Bolt Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From bolt lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems. Visit Feitner Bolt Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOATLIFT.com.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.